الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام وعلى رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل أعبد الله ربي وربكم إنه من الشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة فما له النار وما للظالمين من أنصار بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي Dr. C.W. Rahman, my respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you with Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on all of you. This was the same greeting which was used by Jesus, peace be upon him, which mentioned in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 24, verse number 36, where he says, in Hebrew, shalom alaikum, which in English also means, peace be on you. The topic of this morning's talk is similarities between Islam and Christianity. Islam comes from the root word salam, which means peace. It also means submitting your will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Almighty God. In short, Islam means peace acquired by submitting your will to Almighty God. And anyone who submits his will to Almighty God, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is called as a Muslim. Many people have the misconception that Islam is a new religion which came into existence 400 years ago, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was the founder of the religion of Islam. In fact, Islam is there since time immemorial, since man set foot on this earth. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not the founder of the religion of Islam, but he is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The glorious Quran says in Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse number 24, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَافِيَا النَّزِيرِ. There is not a nation or a tribe to whom we have not sent a warner or a guide. The Quran says in Surah Rod, chapter number 13, verse number 7, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. And to every nation have we sent a guide. The glorious Quran says that to every nation, to every people, Almighty God Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a messenger and a guide. At the same time, the glorious Quran says in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse number 164, as well as in Surah Ghafir, chapter number 40, verse number 78, that we narrate to you the story of some of the prophets, of the others we don't. That means the mentioning of some of the prophets has been made in the glorious Quran, of the others there is no mention. By name, there are 25 messengers mentioned in the glorious Quran, like Adam, Noah, Moses, Ishmael, Isaac, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon them all. By name, 25 are mentioned. And Islam is the only non-Christian faith which makes it an article of faith to believe in Jesus, peace be upon him. No Muslim is a Muslim if he does not believe in Jesus, peace be upon him. We believe that he was one of the mightiest messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that he was born miraculously without any male intervention, which many modern day Christians did not believe. We believe that he gave life to the dead with God's permission. We believe that he healed those born blind and lepers with God's permission. Islam is the only non-Christian faith which makes it an article of faith to believe in Jesus, peace be upon him. As I mentioned, 25 prophets have been mentioned by name in the glorious Quran. But our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there were 124,000 messengers sent on the face of the earth. 124,000 messengers sent on the face of the earth. By name, only 25 are mentioned in the glorious Quran. But all the messengers that came before the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they were only sent for their people. And the complete message which they got was meant for a particular time period. All the messengers that came before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
they were only meant for their people, and the complete message was meant for a particular time period. For example, the glorious Quran says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 49, that the appoint Jesus peace be upon him as a messenger to the Bani Israel. Jesus peace be upon him came as a messenger only to the children of Israel. And the similar message is given in the Bible, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10, verse number 5 to 6, where it says that Jesus peace be upon him tells his 12 disciples that go ye not into the way of the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? The non-Jews, the Hindus, the Muslims. Jesus peace be upon him tells the disciples that go ye not into the way of the Gentiles. Into the city of the Samaritans ye shall enter not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus peace be upon the disciples that only go to the children of Israel. Jesus peace be upon him himself further says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 15, verse number 24, where he says that I have not been sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus peace be upon him came as a messenger only for the Jews, only for the children of Israel, not for the whole of humanity. The Quran says in Surah Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 40, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ كَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. That Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not the father of any of the sons, but is a messenger of Allah, and is the seal of the Prophet. Allah is all-knowing, full of knowledge. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last and final messenger. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was not sent only for the Muslims, but only for the Arabs. The Quran says in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse number 107, it says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent thee not, but as a mercy to all the creatures, as a mercy to all the world, as a mercy to the whole of humanity. The Quran says in Surah Sabah, chapter 34, verse number 28, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, that we have sent thee as a universal messenger, giving glad tidings and warning them against sin. But most of humanity yet do not know. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the last and final messenger, and he was not sent only for the Muslims or the Arabs, he was sent for the whole of humanity. And the prophecy of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is mentioned in various world religious scriptures, including the Christian scriptures. If you read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 18, it says that I shall raise thee up a prophet from among thy brethren, like unto thee, and I shall put my words into his mouth, and he shall speak all that I command him. This is a prophecy of the coming of a prophet, which if you ask the tradition, many will say that this prophecy actually refers to Jesus peace be upon him. And when you ask them that how does it refer to Jesus peace be upon him, so they will tell you that the prophecy says, I shall raise thee up a prophet from among thy brethren, like unto thee, like unto Moses peace be upon him. So if the prophet is like Moses, then it indicates that prophet is the person mentioned in the prophecy. And they say that Jesus and Moses peace be upon them both, they were alike. And the reason they give is that see, Moses peace be upon him was a prophet of God. Even Jesus peace be upon him was a prophet of God. Moses peace be upon him was a Jew. Jesus peace be upon him was also a Jew. So there is two similarities. And when we ask them that are these two similarities sufficient to prove that this prophecy indicates only to Jesus peace be upon him, and they will agree with it. If these two are the only criteria for fulfillment of that prophecy, then all the prophets mentioned in the Bible that came after Moses peace be upon him, like Solomon, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Joel, John, Hosea, all of them were prophets of Almighty God, and all of them were Jewish. So all these prophets mentioned after Moses peace be upon him in the Bible fulfilled these prophecies. In fact, if you analyze, this prophecy of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 18, befits no one but the last and final messenger prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Because if you analyze Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them both, they both had a natural birth. They had a father as well as a mother. Jesus, peace be upon him, according to the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse 43 to 47, he was born miraculously without any male intervention. And the same message is given in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 1, verse number 18, as well as Gospel of Luke, chapter number 1, verse number 35, that Jesus, peace be upon him, was born miraculously. He had no worldly father. If you analyze, Moses, peace be upon him, was like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and unlike Jesus, peace be upon him. Both Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, they were married and they had children. According to the Bible, Jesus, peace be upon him, he was not married, neither did he have any children. Both Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, they had natural death. Jesus, peace be upon him, he did not have a natural death. According to the glorious Quran, the Quran says in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse number 157 and 58, it says Jesus, peace be upon him, was raised up alive. He did not die. And according to the church, the Bible says that Jesus, peace be upon him, he was crucified on the cross. In both the ways, he did not have a natural death. So Moses, peace be upon him, was unlike Jesus, peace be upon him. And further, if you analyze, Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them both, they were both accepted by the people. The people accepted them. The Gospel of John, chapter number 1, verse number 11 says that when Jesus went, his own did not receive him. And Jesus' own people did not receive him. And if you analyze, Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them both, besides being prophets of Almighty God, they were even kings. Kings means they could give a punishment, a capital punishment of death, to whoever they wanted, whoever committed a crime. Besides being prophets of God, they were even head of state or kings of that world at that particular time. But Jesus, peace be upon him, says, it's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 18, verse number 36, my kingdom is not of this world. That means Jesus, peace be upon him, was not a worldly king. So if you analyze Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them both, they were alive. But Moses and Jesus, peace be upon them, they were not alive. So this prophecy befits no one better than the last and final messenger prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Further the prophecy reads, I shall raise thee up a prophet from among thy brethren. Brethren, we relatives. And we know the Jews and the Arabs, we are relatives of each other. And further prophecy says that I shall put my words into his mouth. And we know that whatever revelation our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received, he verbatim repeated that as though words were put in his mouth. So his complete prophecy exactly befits Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There's a further prophecy mentioned in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 12, verse number 29, that the book shall be given to a person who's not learned, and when he'll be asked, pray, read this, he will say, I am not learned. And we know when the first revelation that was revealed to the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's from Surah Iqra, Surah Alaq, chapter 96, verse number 1, Iqra, when Archangel Jibril commanded, read, the Prophet said, Ma ana biqari, I am not learned. Exactly verbatim what has been prophesied in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 12. It further mentioned in the Song of Solomon, chapter number 5, verse number 16, it says, Hikko mumitakim, ikulli muhammadim, zahdudi wa zairai baina Jerusalem. It's a Hebrew quotation. It says that his mouth is more sweet. He's also given lovely. If you analyze, Hikko mumitakim, ikulli muhammadim, in Hebrew language, in the Semitic languages, in is a word for respect, plural of respect, in, like Elohim, it's for respect, a plural of respect. Similarly, the word is Muhammad, added with in, peace be upon him, Muhammadin. So actually, even his name is mentioned in the original manuscript. But in translation that translated, his mouth is more sweet, he's altogether lovely. Muhammadin that translated is altogether lovely. He's my beloved, he's my friend, O daughter of Jerusalem. So by name, even the name of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is there in the original manuscript of the Bible. Then there may be some Christians who will say that, see, we don't believe in the Old Testament. You know, we give more importance to the New Testament. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the New Testament prophesizes the advent of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. If you read, it's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16. Jesus, peace be upon him, says that I shall ask my Father to send you another Comforter. Further, it's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 15, verse number 34. When my Father sends the Comforter, he shall glorify me. It further mentions the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come. For if I depart, shall I send him. Now the word used for Comforter in the present Bible that we find is Parakletos. It is actually a corrupted form of Perikletos. Perikletos actually means one who praises, one who is praiseworthy. Praiseworthy in Arabic is Muhammad, and one who praises in Arabic is Ahmad. Alhamdulillah, both of which were names of the last and final messenger Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. As the Quran says in Surah Saf, chapter 61, verse number 6, that Jesus, peace be upon him, the son of Mary, was sent as a messenger to Bani Israel, and he said, I have come to confirm the law that came before me, and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad, peace be upon him. So the Quran says that he will prophesy by name in the law and the gospel. So the original word is Parakletos, which means a praiseworthy or one who praises. The corrupted form is Parakletos, which is translated as Comforter. Even the actual meaning of Parakletos is not Comforter, it is one who is kind. But irrespective whether it is Parakletos or Parakletos, whether it's praiseworthy or one who praises, or kind, or Comforter, Alhamdulillah, all these meanings, they apply very well to the last and final messenger Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There may be some Christians who may say that, see, this prophecy actually is indicating to the Holy Spirit. It's not referring to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But if we analyze the prophecy, say that it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come. For if I depart, shall I send him. The criteria for the Comforter to come is that Jesus, peace be upon him, should depart. And we know that the Holy Spirit was there before Jesus, peace be upon him. He was even there when Elizabeth gave birth. He was there when Jesus, peace be upon him, was being baptized. So surely, this Comforter, which the Bible speaks about, doesn't refer to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was already there when Jesus, peace be upon him, was present. And further mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 12 to 14, that I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself, all that he hears shall he speak. And he shall justify me, he shall glorify me, he shall show you things to come. Again, this Spirit of truth which the Bible speaks about is about the prophecy of the last and final messenger Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So if you read the Bible, even the Bible prophesizes the advent of the last and final messenger Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There were several revelations sent on the face of the earth. By name, we know four, which are mentioned in the glorious Quran. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and the Quran. The Torah is the Wahi, the revelation which was given to Moses, peace be upon him. Zabur is the Wahi, the revelation which was given to David, peace be upon him. Injil is the Wahi, the revelation which was given to Jesus, peace be upon him. And Quran is the last and final revelation which was given to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Otherwise, there were several revelations that came on the face of the earth. By name, only four are mentioned in the Quran. But all the revelations that came before the last and final revelation, the glorious Quran, they were meant only for a particular group of people. And their complete message was meant only for a particular time period. But the last and final revelation, the glorious Quran, was not revealed only for the Muslims or for the Arabs. The Quran says in Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14, verse number 52, it says that here is a message for the humankind. Let them take warning therefrom. Let them know there is only one God. Let the men of understanding take heed. So the last and final revelation, Quran, was revealed for the whole of humankind. The message repeated in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 185, that Ramadan was the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance to the whole of humankind and a criteria to judge right from wrong. The Quran says in Surah Al-Zumur, chapter 39, verse number 41, that they have revealed to thee, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the book to instruct humankind. It doesn't say to instruct only the Muslim or the Arab, but to instruct the whole of humankind. So the last and final revelation of the glorious Quran was revealed for the whole of humanity. Therefore, all the revelations that came before the Quran, since they were only meant for a particular time period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not think it fit to maintain in its original pure form. The only religious scripture that we have today, which has maintained its original form, is the glorious Quran. As William Moore, who is one of the strongest critics of Islam, he said, there is no religious scripture which has maintained its pure form as pure as the glorious Quran for 12 centuries. This he mentioned 200 years before. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 1, hadith number 7, he said, that Islam is based on 5 pillars. First is, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that there is no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon the Messenger of Allah. Second is Salah. Third is Zakat. Fourth is Hajj and fifth is Saum. The first is that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran says in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2, verse number 177, it's not righteousness that you turn your face to the east or west, but it is righteousness that you believe in Allah. You believe in the hereafter, life after death. You believe in His book. You believe in the angels, and you believe in His messengers, as well as the difference. The glorious Quran says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64, says, Qul ya ahl al-kitab, say, O people of the book, say, O Jews and Christians, ta'ala ila kalmatin sawa'in, bainuna bainakum, that come to common terms as between us and you. Which is the first term? Allah na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. Wala nushrika bihi shay'an, that we associate the partners with Him. Wala yattakhidha ba'duna ba'dan arbaban min dunillah, that we erect not among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. Fa'in tawallaw, if then they turn back. Fakulu shadu, say we bear witness. Janna muslimun, that we are Muslims bowing our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse of the glorious Quran shows you a way how to speak to the Ahl Kitab, to the Jews and Christians. It says, Ta'ala wila kalmitin sawa'in, bainina bainakum, that come to common terms as between us and you. Which is the first term? Allah na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. And the concept of Almighty God in Islam, the best definition is given in Surah Ikhlas, chapter number 112, verse from 1 to 4, which says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah one and only. Allah Hussaman. Allah the absolute and eternal. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُلَدْ. He begets not nor is begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. There is nothing like Him. This is a four-line definition of Almighty God, given in the glorious Quran. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah one and only. Allah Hussaman. Allah the absolute and eternal. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُلَدْ. He begets not nor is begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. There is nothing like Him. This is a four-line definition. If any candidate claiming to be Almighty God fits in this four-line definition, we Muslims have got no objection in accepting that person as Almighty God. And the glorious Quran says in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 48, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveth not that you join partners with Him. And anyone who joins partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has committed a heinous sin. Allah will forgive it any other sin if he wishes. But joining partner with Allah, Allah will never forgive. The Quran repeats the message in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 116. That Allah forgive it not the sin of joining partners with Him. Anything else, if Allah pleases, He may forgive. But joining of partners, he will never forget. That means shirk, that is associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the greatest sin in Islam. And a similar message is given in the book of Exodus, in the Bible, chapter number 20, verse number 3 and 5, that thou shalt have no other God besides me, Almighty God is speaking. Thou shalt have no other God besides me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of the likeness of anything in the heaven above, in the earth beneath, and in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, thy God, thy Lord, is a jealous God. Similar message is repeated in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 5, verse number 79. Thou shalt have none other God besides me. Thou shalt make no graven image of anything, of any likeness, of things up in the heaven above, in the earth beneath, and in the water beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, thy God, thy Lord, is a jealous God. That means making images of Almighty God, doing idol worship, is strictly prohibited in the Bible. And I start my talk by quoting a verse from the glorious Quran, from Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 72, which says, لَقَدْ كَفْرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. That they are being kufr, they are blaspheming those who say that Jesus, peace be upon Him, the Son of Mary, He is Allah. They are blaspheming those who say that Jesus, son of Mary, claimed divinity, said is Allah. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحِ. But said Christ, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَسْلُنُوا إِسْرَائِيلِ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَشِفَ اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ, who is my Lord and your Lord. إِنَّهُمَّ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Anyone who associates partners with Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will make Jannat haram for him. Paradise will be forbidden for him. وَمَا وَهُمْ نَارِ وَمَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ. And fire shall be his dwelling place, and he shall have no helper in his hereafter. Jesus, peace be upon him, himself said that innahum yushrik billah, anyone who associates partners with Almighty God, faqad harramallahu alayhi al-jannah, paradise will be forbidden for him, heaven will be forbidden for him, wama wahum nar wama lizalimin min ansar, and fire shall be his dwelling place, and in the hereafter he will have no helper. But there are certain Christians who say that Jesus, peace be upon him, he claimed divinity. He said that he is Almighty God. In fact, if you read the Bible, there is no unequivocal statement, not a single unequivocal statement in the complete Bible where Jesus, peace be upon him, himself says that he is God or where he says worship me. I would like to repeat that if you read the Bible, there is no unequivocal statement, not a single in the complete Bible where Jesus, peace be upon him, himself says that he is God, or where he says, worship me. If any Christian can show me any verse, anywhere from the Bible, where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, himself says that he is God, or where he says, worship me, I am ready to accept Christianity immediately. I am not speaking on behalf of the other Muslims. Since I am a son of compiled religion, I have read the Bible, I am ready to put my head on the guillotine. In fact, if you read the Bible, Jesus, peace be upon him, himself said, it's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 28, Jesus, peace be upon him, says, my Father is greater than I. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 29, my Father is greater than all. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 12, verse number 28, I, with the Spirit of God, cast out devils. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11, verse number 20, I cast out devils with the finger of God. Gospel of John, chapter number 5, verse number 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. For I seek not my will, but the will of my Father. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. He never claimed divinity. As the glorious Quran says, that anyone who associates partners with Allah, Jesus is upon him said, anyone who associates partners with Allah, paradise will be forbidden for him. And the glorious Quran says, in Surah Isra, chapter 17, verse 110, Qulidullah awidu Rahman, ayyama tadu, follow al-asmal husna. Say, call upon him by Allah or by Rahman. By whichever name you call upon him, to him belongs the most beautiful name. You can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by any name, but it should be a beautiful name. It should not conjure up a mental picture. And there are no less than 99 attributes given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran. Like Rahman, Rahim, Al-Hakim, most merciful, most gracious, most wise. No less than 99 different attributes are given in the glorious Quran. And this message is further repeated in Surah Araf chapter number 7, verse number 180, Surah Taha chapter number 20, verse number 8, and Surah Al-Hashr chapter 15, verse number 24, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the most beautiful name. But why do we Muslims, we prefer calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Arabic name Allah instead of the English word God? The reason is that Allah is a pure word. The English word God, you can play mischief with that word God. If you add a S to God, it becomes God, plural of God. There's nothing like plural Allah in Islam. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say He is Allah one and only. If you add B-E-S-S to God, it becomes goddess, a female god. There is nothing like male Allah or female Allah in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no gender. If you add a father to God, it becomes Godfather. He's my Godfather. He's my guardian. There is nothing like Allah Father or Allah Abba in Islam. Allah is a unique word. If you add a mother to God, it becomes Godmother. There's nothing like Allah Mother or Allah Ami in Islam. If you prefix a tin before God, it becomes tin God, in your faith God. There's nothing like tin Allah in Islam. That's the reason we Muslims, we prefer calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Arabic word Allah instead of the English word God. But when I speak to non-Muslims, and people may not understand what is Allah, and if you use the English word God, I've got no objection, but the appropriate word for Allah is Allah itself. God is not the appropriate translation. And the same word Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mentioned in many religious scriptures, including the Bible. And if you know, in the Old Testament, the word used for God is Elohim. Allah is for God, Him is for school of respect, Elohim. And if you read the Bible commentary by Reverend Scofield, he writes Allah as E-L-A-H, or alternatively as A-L-A-H, Allah, Allah. So even Reverend Scofield agrees that only the pronunciation, they pronounce Allah, which is Allah. The pronunciation is different, but it's the same, one and the same. And further, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, when he was put on the cross, according to the Bible, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 46, it's also mentioned in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 15, verse number 34, that when Jesus, peace be upon him, was put on the cross, he cried out, Allah lama sabaktani. It's there in every translation of the Bible. Whether you read the English translation or Hindi translation or Malayalam translation or Kannada translation, this Hebrew phrase, Allah lama sabaktani, is there. And then it is said so as to say, oh God, why hast thou forsaken me? Allah, Allah lama sabaktani. Oh God, why hast thou forsaken me? I'm asking you, the Hebrew statement which Jesus speaks upon him said, Allah, Allah lama sabaktani. Does it sound similar to, oh God, why hast thou forsaken me? Does it sound similar? Does Allah, Allah lama sabaktani sound similar to Joha, Joha, why hast thou forsaken me? Does Allah, Allah lama sabaktani sound similar to Jesus, Jesus, peace be upon him, why hast thou forsaken me? And if you translate into Arabic, it reads, Allah, Allah lama taraktani. Allah, Allah lama sabaktani. In Hebrew, in Arabic, Allah, Allah lama taraktani. Arabic and Hebrew are sister languages. And realize it sounds similar. So even Jesus, peace be upon him, when he was put on the cross according to the Bible, he cried out, Allah. Therefore, we Muslims, because Allah is a pure word, we prefer calling him by the word Allah instead of the English word God. And that was the same word used by Jesus, peace be upon him.